We are now joined by our Bush poll winner for the Ticket Guardian 500, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Money Lion Ford for Team Penske. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. We'll start right here with John.
John Harville, New Mexico Motorsports Report. So for the actual technique of driving around the track, does it feel any different? Like, are there new braking points, throttle time? Is any of that much different?
Yeah. It's a pretty decent amount different. You can feel it. You can feel the taller spoiler, bigger splitter. You can really feel that, especially turn one and two, since it's really flat. I feel like you can get in there a little bit faster, roll a lot faster, get back to the throttle sooner. Three and four is pretty similar. Maybe your like on throttle point is a little bit faster, but one and two, you really get the difference just because it's so flat and you're rolling, off throttle, off brake there for so long. You can feel the speed difference. I think, I don't know how much faster we were, 3 or 4 tenths faster than what we were last year qualifying. And you can definitely feel it. It took it a run or two to kind of get used to and practice how far you could push it. It's interesting to overlay kind of like driver inputs from last year to this year, just to see how much less brake you're using, how much more throttle on time it is.
We'll go to Jim and then back to Wolfgang.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Obviously, Penske has come out of the box strong this season. You haven't had the finishes that you'd like, but you obviously still have the speed, much like your teammates. What is it that you're looking for to help cement the deal on Sunday during the race?
Yeah, we just got to clean some stuff up. It's been unfortunate, man. But while it's nice to have Penske winning, and obviously I'm selfish and I want to win. But it's good to have our cars really fast, and our finishes definitely don't reflect how we've been running. We've been really fast this year at all three places so far. We didn't even really get a race at Vegas. We had that tire problem at first stop and try and play catch up all day. And Atlanta, we led a bunch of laps and then had that deal on pit road. Just trying to clean up some stuff and maybe get a little bit of luck on our side. But the best thing we can do is just control the things that we can control. And if we keep bringing fast cars to the racetrack, hopefully it'll work out for you here one of these times. And I want to be part of the win club here in the Penske group. So it's nice to have the whole team really fast right now. We fired out of the box really good this year. So hopefully you just keep it going and keep working hard. You can never really settle. I feel like Penske's the best group right now. For sure, we're still working every day to try to get better and better. So just clean up some things. And like I said, the speed's there. It's just a matter of kind of stop running into issues. And I think we'll be pretty good.
We'll go to Wolfgang.
Yeah, Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. In principle, you're as fast as Penske drivers and your other teammates are struggling with speed. In principle, you cannot copy what's working on your car to make the same setup or the same adjustments to your cars of your teammates, that they're going the same speed or maybe quicker?
Yeah, so, our group, the Penske group, we share a lot of information between four teams, really, between Penske group and the Wood Brothers team. They've always been really open with each other. The crew chiefs are very open. Any team will tell you, driver likes kind of their certain feel, right? Even though sometimes we'll show up pretty similar to our teammates, there's little things that the driver likes that they've always kind of had that'll leave on the car. But we've done that multiple times as a team. Let's say I'm struggling somewhere and the 22 car, the two car is really good. Maybe we'll go in their direction. And vice versa. It's just kind of how that's the benefit of having teammates and an open notebook when it comes to teammates. So I don't know what changes will be made for tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a wipe the whole slate clean. Race trim is completely different. You'll just see how your speed is there. But we share a lot of info and crew chiefs will kind of bounce ideas off of each other and kind of go in a path maybe one is going to, if it's working a little bit better, if the other team's struggling a little bit.
Another question, Wolfgang?
I'm a little bit confused about the answer. You said the race trim is totally different than qualifying trim. Mm-hmm. So how can you find out the race trim tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Like, I have no idea how my, you know, I mean, wedge is different. You know, track bar heights are different. Air pressure is different. Grill tape's way different. So that just changes all these things in your car, you know, for race trim to make it last. You know, qualifying, obviously, you're just trying to do one or two laps fast. Race trim here, you're going to have to do 50 or 60 laps and just try to get them to hang on. So, yeah, tomorrow is when you realize you figure out how good you're going to be in the race. Now, I've had really fast cars on Friday and terrible on Sunday, and it's been vice versa sometimes, or sometimes your car is fast all weekend. You just don't really know until you get on track tomorrow.
Would it be more logical to work on race trim in qualifying?
You want to start up front. No, I mean, every single, I think maybe only one or two cars did race trim today in practice, just because practices are so short. You know, we only have 50 minutes for practice, so it's a long transition to kind of change over everything to qualifying trim. Now, when we had, I don't know where we were, Atlanta, I think we had an hour 20, so a lot of teams started in race trim and kind of ran two or three times to get an idea of where they want to start on Saturday, and then they change over to qualifying trim on Friday. You'll see that a lot. But when it's 50-minute practices, a lot of teams just do qualifying trim.
So. Thank you. No, I understand.
Yeah, no problem.
Are there any final questions for Ryan? All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ryan. Good luck.
I saw a video of the fight. Yeah. 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 I don't know what – I guess that just, it looked like an event of someone cut someone off, I'm guessing. Oh, yeah. He's a strong guy. Everyone was like, oh, McDowell's big. I'm like, Suarez works out. He looks, he's good.